This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The House, U.S. House, has approved the ground rules for Democrats' impeachment probe, the first formal vote in a fight that may stretch into next year. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The resolution sets the process for the next stage.
Lays the groundwork for open hearings in both the Intelligence Committee and the Judiciary Committee.
Democrat Gerald Nadler chairs Judiciary, which would end up making the formal recommendation on whether to impeach the president, who tweeted after the vote, "Greatest witch hunt in American history." Two Democrats voted against the resolution, along with all Republicans, who say the process will be unfair.
There's nothing the president did to be impeached.
House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy is accusing Democrats of trying to remove the president because they cannot beat him next year. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Some Islamic State supporters are starting to rally around the terror group's new leader, using social media to pledge their allegiance to a man whose true identity may not be known for some time. IS announced a selection of Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qurashi as its new leader Thursday in an audio message issued by its news agency and read by the group's new spokesman. Qurashi has attacked the protector of the Cross America and made it taste bad, the voice added. The announcement, which also confirmed the deaths of IS's self-declared caliph, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and his spokesman, Abu Hassan al-Muharji, caused what some analysts described as a ripple of excitement on social media and online messaging boards frequented by IS supporters, individuals, and inspire recruits to travel to come join the caliphate. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The FBI says it is investigating more than 2,000 cases tied to groups designated by the United States as foreign terrorist organizations. It's a figure that reflects a persistent threat posed by outfits like Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah. There are currently 68 individual groups on the U.S. State Department's list of foreign terrorist organizations. The vast majority jihadi outfits such as Al-Qaeda. The designation allows the U.S. to freeze the groups and their members' assets, as well as investigate their activities. North Korea confirmed that it fired two short-range rockets Thursday. It's Pyongyang's 12th such launch this year, as it ramps up pressure on the U.S. ahead of its end-of-year deadline for nuclear talks. As Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports, Japan was quickly alerted to the activity.
Prime Minister Shinzo Abe condemned the alleged act, saying it threatened Japan's national and regional peace and security, and said North Korea's repeated launches this year showed it wanted to improve its missile capabilities. This one was a bit different, occurring in the afternoon rather than at dawn. The U.S. airbase in Misawa, Japan, posted a real-world missile alert and later issued an all-clear. Relations between the two Koreas have cooled since a flurry of personal meetings between the leaders last year. But on Thursday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un did send condolences to the South's president, Moon Jae-in, for the death of his mother.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Hong Kong police fired tear gas Thursday on masked pro-democracy protesters and Halloween revelers in the territory's nightlife district. We get more from Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
A scary scene for Halloween in Hong Kong as masked anti-government protesters mingling with revelers in costume clashed with police, targeting the city's famous party district for the first time. Tear gas was fired to disperse the demonstrators after a standoff that lasted hours. Many of them were dressed in black, wearing now-banned face masks. Some wore costumes reminiscent of the new movie Joker. Guy Fawkes masks were another popular choice. Shouts of "Give us back Halloween" rang out as police pushed crowds with their shields. Groups were penned in by authorities trying to keep the protesters away.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.